Farmers are in the business of uncertainty, and this season's variables have been even more extreme than the normal risks. Farmers' markets were delayed, canceled, or operating at reduced capacity. Restaurants closed, or they're serving fewer people, so they're cutting down on their wholesale vegetable orders. And let's not even talk about the weather and commodity prices. We are going along with the ups and downs of the season so far with two Wisconsin farmers. Tracy Vins is a co-owner and grower of Olden Organics. That's a certified organic produce farm based in Ripon, Wisconsin. Tracy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly. And Sean Kuhn is co-founder and co-owner of Vitruvian Farms based in McFarland, Wisconsin. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's just start out. I know it's hard to think all the way back to March when this first started. Sean, what worries did you have at that time?
I would say we had a full existential crisis because the way we situated our farm for the last 10 years is our main source of income was selling to about 50 different restaurants and a couple of grocery stores in the Madison and surrounding area. So every year we get about 80% of our income from selling wholesale to these restaurants and the grocery stores. And when we first learned about the possibility of the restaurants closing down, we literally had no idea what we were going to do. So it kind of put us into a state of fear. I guess everyone was feeling a lot of fear at the time. But luckily we were able to come up with some ideas about different avenues that we could sell through because, obviously we knew the same amount of food was going to be consumed in the community. It was just going to be the medium by which people got the food was going to change. So we ended up creating a online store where people can order produce from our farm and it gets delivered straight to their door. And we also created a contactless pickup system on our farm. It's basically a drive-through system. So there's no contact with people, keeps everything safe. And when we launched the online store, we started aggregating from other local producers because we realized there was a lot of other producers that were in the same predicament that we were in. And so we kind of teamed up and together we found a new way to distribute the food that we were producing.
Tracy, take us back there too for you. What were you concerned about? And then how did you just kind of take that first step? Because there was a lot of uncertainty and it remains.
Yeah, I mean, back in, to think March wasn't that long ago, but it feels like forever. My husband and I we didn't know what we were going to do. Winter farmers markets shut down pretty quickly, and we tried to wrap our head around what exactly was happening and what we could do. And like Sean, we changed paths, and we set up an online store, and we were doing home delivery from the Appleton area all the way to the Milwaukee area. We reached out to many other local producers, just like Sean did. Actually, we reached out to Sean, and we were selling his products through our site as well as 25 to 30 other producers. And we found it was amazing. The outcry of people wanting local food, but at the same time wanting it brought to them. We still are doing that today, and we're finding it more limited because there are farmers markets going on right now, and I think people just want to get out. So they are venturing out to farmers markets as much as they can, but I think they're still supporting us local farms as much as they can as well. And right now we don't know. We don't know what the future holds. We're doing only one farmer's market instead of the three that we regularly do. We're still delivering to the grocery stores that we have been, but restaurants and then schools, we usually do a lot with a lot of the school systems. That's pretty much come to a screeching halt. Very much like Sean, it was very eye-opening and very scary there for a little while. But we were very appreciative for all the people who wanted to help us local farms.
Yeah, we're talking with two Wisconsin farmers about their experience growing and selling produce in a pandemic. Tracy Vinz's farm is based in Ripon. Sean Coons's operation is based in McFarland. And you're listening to the Ideas Network. And Sean, how do you describe the demand and interest in fresh produce in these last few months? Does it look different than in other years?
Yeah, I would say over the last 10 years, we've seen a big increase in demand for locally grown and produced food. And when COVID happened, I would say it just kind of skyrocketed. And we were trying to figure out, what was going on exactly. And I think partly it was the fear factor where people didn't know where there was the potential run on food at the grocery stores. We didn't know how everything was going to unfold, so people were kind of had a stock up mindset for a little bit. But also we saw the industrial food system, which is really centralized and has really big factories, whatnot, with a lot of people working in proximity. We saw a couple of those factories shut down, which affected the production of meat and the distribution of meat. And so for us, we were distributing locally produced meat from a couple other farmers. And they were selling more than they ever had, which was really good. And I think it really signified the importance of the local food system in terms of what it provides to the community in the sense of resiliency over efficiency. The industrial food system that we've grown up around is really efficient and works really well as long as nothing breaks down. And now we're seeing with a worldwide crisis, suddenly there's a chain of events that affects all types of industries. And when that affects farmers, that affects everyone. So I think it's really highlighted the importance of the local food movement. And I think people have really caught on to recently some of the benefits of having a more localized food system that maybe we haven't thought about much recently.
Well, and I'll say to your point, Tracy, about the schools, schools aren't buying as much from you, obviously, because they haven't had kids in school. But at my house, there are kids at home now, and I'm at home for every meal. And so we are looking to just buy more out of sheer necessity. How have you seen the demand for fresh produce in these months as people have tried to figure out what's safe, but also how to feed their families?
Yeah, I mean, I'll echo exactly what Sean had said. The demand has just been, it's been amazing. It's great that we're having a good growing season as well, so that we're able to meet as much of the demand as we possibly can. I think people are scared that they're going to go to the grocery store and it's not going to be, you know, what they want is not going to be there. And they're scared where they're finally starting to think, where is my food coming from? And how many hands are touching it? So coming back to the local farms, they're feeling more secure about their food, which is amazing. And it's certainly helping all of us local farms.
And Tracy, we know we've heard some things. We've talked about coronavirus relief for farmers. Wisconsin has a farm support program. How important has that been to your farm or to farmers you know?
I've talked to some farms that have received some relief. As for ourselves, we have not received any of the farm relief. We were able to get in on the PPP loan, the payroll protection loan, but that's all that we have done at this time. I'm not sure about others.
Yeah. Sean, have you experienced or talked to anybody who has found support in the systems that we have, or maybe is looking for support, more support from the systems we've got?
I have not talked to anyone that has experience with the farm aid. We're very similar to Tracy. We did get a little bit of relief at the beginning when things were more tumultuous with the PPP loan, which was really helpful in the transition period when sales kind of went down before switching our markets. But I'm not sure which farms have utilized the farm aid.
Sure. So it really sounds like you're really relying on customers, on existing customers, on new customers to keep these real crucial businesses afloat.
We are. And one thing with the financial assistance that's out there through the USDA for farmers, it's not helping us local fresh produce farms. It's helping the commodity farms. It's helping anyone that had had crops in storage in March that wasn't sold. So any of us that grow fresh and sell fresh direct, we haven't gotten any aid for that at all. So, I mean, our aid has been local people, and we're very appreciative for that.
Yeah. I mean, how do you begin if you don't know a farmer? How do you even start to get in touch if this is something that, you know, someone listening is hearing and thinks, wow, I really want to support these local farms, but I don't know anybody?
Sean, do you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. I would say I think I can speak for us and Tracy's farm. We're both on the internet, so you can just start with Googling local farms. You know, you can Google Vitruvian Farms if you're around Madison. You can Google Olden Organics if you're up in the Ripon area. But the number of local farms has really grown over the last 10 years for sure. And a lot of them are on the internet. So if you go to Google and just type in local, maybe organic produce, I think it's likely that you'll find something. Otherwise, finding out where your local co-op grocery store sources their food from, or just talking with family or searching on Facebook. A lot of the farms are present online, so I think that's a really good way to find us.
All right, that's helpful. Thank you so much. We are talking with two Wisconsin farmers about their experience selling produce in a pandemic. We've got Tracy Vins and Sean Kuhn, who have been explaining what they've been experiencing here during this pandemic as local growers who are no longer supplying things necessarily to schools or large manufacturers or businesses, but really are now reaching out to people and who are connecting with it, maybe in the form of a CSA or just by local farmers markets or delivery services. And we are taking your calls now at 800-642-1234. You can join this conversation to tell us, have you been buying more directly from farmers this year than you have before? Have you realized that you've had to stock up and keep buying more fresh produce now that you've been home more often? Maybe you work an essential job and you haven't been in that position. What are you seeing when it comes to how you're choosing to feed yourself and your family during this time? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. Or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And we are continuing this conversation here on Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network. And welcome back to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. We're talking with two Wisconsin farmers right now. I'm Keely Boltina in for Rob Ferret. And Sean Kuhn is with us from a farm in McFarland, Wisconsin. Tracy Vinn is with us from one in Ripon. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. And Tim from Oshkosh is ready to talk with us. Hey, Tim.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, my wife and I, earlier this year when the pandemic was kind of first coming around, decided to do a vegetable CSA with a local farm. And it has been the most beneficial thing that we could have ever done. I think we'll probably do it every year now. And it feels good to be supporting local farmers, knowing that our produce is coming from just on the road from us, and that we are giving our money locally as opposed to buying produce that's also being shipped across the country. So it's our fridge is always stocked with fresh vegetables now, and it's just been a really beneficial thing for us.
Oh, Tim, thanks for sharing that experience with us. And I'm glad it's going well for you with that investment in a CSA. Tracy, tell us what a CSA is.
So a CSA is it stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Basically, in a nutshell, the general public is able to buy shares of a private farm. And so you pay ahead, you pay early in the season to the farm. And then once the season starts and the farm is producing produce, you receive a bounty from that farm or from a number of farms, if it's a collaborative effort, throughout the growing season. So your money is given to the farm ahead of time so that they can buy their seed, invest in equipment, start their season out with a little bit of money in the bank to ensure that all of their costs are going to be covered.
And Tracy, part of your operation includes a CSA, right?
We used to do a CSA, yep. We stopped that about 3 years ago when we put in a commercial processing center here on the farm.
Oh, wow. And then, Sean, does yours operate out of a CSA, or do you have a different setup for your farm?
We do also have a CSA. Ours is relatively small in comparison to other CSA farms because it is kind of a side part of our farm. But we do offer the traditional CSA box, and we also offer something that's a little bit newer, more unconventional. It's a free choice card, we call it, but it's a similar concept to a CSA box where you pay ahead at the beginning of the season to give the farmer money for supplies and seeds. And then you actually get a slight bonus, but then you get to choose throughout the season on a week-to-week basis what you actually want. So it gives customers a bit more preference in what they're receiving.